We're glad to be sharing the ministry of Redemption Church with you. Now join us as we receive the Word of God.
Welcome to Redemption Church. Merry Christmas. I'm glad to see you all in the house of God today. My name is Marshall Blessing. I'm the care pastor here at Redemption Church. Let me ask you, are you ready for Christmas? How are your Christmas preparations going? We can go down the Christmas checklist. Shopping. Have you finished all your Christmas shopping? What about decorations? Are all your Christmas cards ready to go? Are the presents wrapped? What about the Christmas cookies? How are they doing? Are they about done? What about Christmas office parties? Do you have any more of those to go to? Do you have Christmas Day planned out? Do you know where you're going to be? If you're cooking, do you have the menu planned out? As we discussed last week, Christmas takes a lot of preparation. Right? These may seem like silly questions. This may seem like out of place. We just had Christmas. What are we talking about getting ready for Christmas already? Well, let me tell you, people are preparing for this next Christmas already. People have already started preparing for Christmas 2015. I have. Everybody knows that the best day to buy Christmas cards and Christmas decorations is the day after Christmas, because that's the day when they're all 75% off. And we have to start paying off those credit card bills, so we'll have some credit when it's time to buy Christmas gifts next year. People have already started preparing for Christmas. Last week, we talked about preparing for an upside-down Christmas. If you missed it, it's posted on our website. I invite you to go and check it out. Share it with your friends. In fact, this whole series about an upside-down Christmas gives us a new approach, a new way to think about Christmas. And it's good to be thinking about Christmas, even in the days afterward. So share it with your friends. Wish them a Merry Christmas. Maybe enjoy a 12 days of Christmas. This week, I want to talk about the schedule of Christmas, because we often get our Christmas schedule upside down. Let me ask you, when do you take down your Christmas decorations? New Year's? The other day, this was just yesterday, I saw one of my neighbors hauling his Christmas tree out to the curb. People take down Christmas decorations at different times. When is it appropriate to take down the Christmas lights? Or how long is it appropriate to leave them up, I guess I should say. If you live in a neighborhood with a homeowners association, when are you required to take them down? Or, sort of at the opposite end of the calendar, when is it appropriate for stores to start putting up Christmas decorations and start playing Christmas music? Those two things kind of bookend the schedule of the Christmas season these days. We complain that Christmas music and Christmas decorations start showing up earlier and earlier each year. Sometime in October or November, we start to hear the music, stores start to put out their displays, and then we hustle through the Christmas season until December 25th. And then it's over. And we pack it all away in a relatively short amount of time, and we get ready for the next thing. What is the next thing? New Year's! New Year's. Happy New Year! Then we move on from there. And then we shake our heads at the families who still have their Christmas decorations out in January. That's the schedule of the Christmas season. That's how it plays out year after year. At least, that is the secular world's schedule of Christmas. But it's easy for us to fall into that schedule as well. We tend to treat Christmas as an event, as an occasion, a one-time thing. It happens, then it's over, and then we move on. I was discussing this with my wife. Did anybody else have sort of a weird anticlimactic feeling on Thursday night? It just struck me, and maybe it's just me. But I found myself thinking, huh, that was it. All that buildup, and now Christmas is done. Well, let me tell you, that's wrong. Christmas is not an event. Christmas is not over. If what you're doing, if what you're celebrating happens and then it ends and you move on, then that's not really Jesus. That's not Christmas. Christmas is not an occasion. Christmas is a transition. Things aren't the same after Jesus is born. It was true then, and it's true now. Mary and Joseph didn't leave the stable the day after Jesus was born and go back to their everyday life. They didn't start preparing for New Year's. Christmas wasn't just a one-time thing. I'm finding out from personal experience that when you have a baby, life is never the same afterwards. That's true for any baby. That's true for my son Lazarus. But it's especially true for the Christ child. Life is never the same after he arrives. Amen. After Jesus' birth, the world wouldn't be the same. History would not be the same. Our relationship with the eternal God wouldn't be the same anymore. Christmas is a transition. It's a turning point. That's why our years are counted from his birth. History turned a corner when God came as a man, as Jesus Christ. There was a time before Christ, BC, and then he was born. Jesus arrived, and now everything has changed. And we're about to enter the 2015th year of our Lord. Anno Domini means the year of our Lord, AD. 2015 AD is 2015 years since he came. That's the benchmark. That's what we mark things from, because things have never been the same since he arrived. The universe changed when Jesus was born. And the people who set up our current system for numbering years wanted to reflect that. When Jesus arrives, things change. That was true at the first Christmas, and that's true today. When Jesus shows up in your life, things change. Amen? Amen. Amen. When a new person comes to faith in Christ and Jesus is born in their heart, things change. When we renew our faith in him, when he's born in us in a new area of our life, when we reconnect with him, things change. When he appears, it changes everything. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not been made known, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. When he appears, things change. If what you were celebrating on Thursday didn't change your world, then you were celebrating the wrong thing. You've gotten something upside down. Now, some people would say that we've gotten things upside down because Jesus wasn't born on December 25th. And they're probably right. When I was younger, I was always a little confused about when Jesus was born. It always really interested me, but I could never seem to get a concrete answer. In my mind, he was born at night, because that's how it's always depicted. The shepherds were in their fields at night, and the angels talked to them the moment Jesus came into the world. And also, Santa Claus worked at night, and somehow I thought those two things were connected. So Jesus was born at night sometime. Okay. But was he born before dawn on December 25th? Or was he born after sunset? Or was he really born on December 24th, and December 25th was the first full day of Jesus in the world? How did they know what time it was? It's not like they checked their watch. Oh, 12:01, and he's born! It's Christmas! How did they know? And as a child, I wasn't even aware that the Jews count days differently than we do. Their day starts at sunset. And so the full day would have been till the next sunset. They also used a different calendar than we have today. They don't use the same months. They didn't have a December. If I had known that, that really would have blown my mind. But really, these questions were silly. I was mainly interested because I wanted to know exactly when I was entitled to access my presence. If I could figure out the moment Jesus was born, that was present opening time. Even if it was 3 a.m. I mean, he is born. Hallelujah. Let's go. Let's get Christmas started. I wasn't really interested in accurately celebrating Jesus' birth. And to top it all, it's unlikely that he was born on December 25th anyway. December 25th was established by the church as a day to celebrate Jesus' birth. But the selection of that date wasn't based on anything scriptural. It's not in the Bible. Scholars have tried to figure out when Jesus was born based on information recorded in the Bible. They've looked at details about the circumstances surrounding his birth, such as the fact that there were shepherds in the fields at night. So what season would that generally take place in? They've tried to figure out what the star was and when it would have appeared. And they've gone back and they've looked at prophecy. The Old Testament talked a lot about Jesus. Did it say anything about what season he would be born in? But they have never come up with a conclusive, concrete date that everybody agrees on. Jesus was born on August the 7th. No, that was my birthday. We don't know. We don't know what day Jesus was born. The date wasn't recorded because the specific date doesn't matter. What matters is that he was born. He wasn't born on a special day. His birth makes that day special. His presence in any day makes that a special day, a wonderful day. In any day, he can be Emmanuel, God with us. Is he with us in this day? Yes. So today is a day to celebrate. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, don't get me wrong. I think it's good to have a special day set aside to celebrate his birth. And the 25th of December is as good a day as any other. If people who don't know Jesus recognize December 25th as a holiday, and it gets them thinking about Jesus, that's good. Amen. But if it gives us a box to check that we've celebrated Christ for the year, then that's upside down. That's not so good. Jesus doesn't want just one day of our lives for us to throw him a birthday party. Jesus wants to be born in our lives every day. Amen? Amen. But unfortunately, we can tend to develop a Christmas card faith. How many of you still send Christmas cards? Wow. One, two, a couple. I do. You guys kind of confirm my suspicions. I was thinking that sending out Christmas cards in the mail was sort of a fading tradition in this digital age with all kinds of social media and email and a phone in everybody's pocket. We have a million ways to reach out and wish somebody a Merry Christmas. So the old analog cardboard in the mail might not be people's preferred method. But all the cards I've seen in stores and the lines at the post office tend to indicate otherwise. People still occasionally send out Christmas cards. I do. For those of you who still send out Christmas cards, I guess just the people watching online, do you have people on your Christmas card list that you rarely talk to during the year? If this is a foreign experience to you, I do. I have people I haven't spoken to in years, and I feel bad because we used to be fairly close. But if the only time you hear from me is when I send you a Christmas card, do we really have much of a relationship anymore? Not really. Sometimes there are people in our lives that we would like to contact, but we just don't think of them during the year. And when we do think of them, other things come up. We're kind of busy. We don't really have time to sit down and take the time to write them an email or talk to them on the phone. But we still send them a Christmas card to let them know we're thinking about them. Do we do this to God? Do we go to church on Christmas and Easter and forget about him the rest of the year? Do we go to church on Sunday and forget about him the rest of the week? We would like to take time and pray and read his word, but we just don't think about it. And when we do remember, we don't have time. Other things come up. But, you know, we still drop by on Christmas to let him know we're thinking about him. That's backwards. That's upside down. Christmas isn't meant to be the one time of year where we think about Jesus. If you're hearing this message and you realize that you've begun to develop a Christmas card faith in God, make a change. Use today as a starting point to build a new relationship with him. He is Emmanuel, God with us. He is with us every day. There may be people in our lives who it's hard to reach out to because they're far away. We're separated by some great distance. God is closer than a brother. God is with us at all times. In any moment, you can reach out to him and talk to the God of the universe. So start today in building that relationship with him. You can reconnect with God today. Just don't let it end today. It takes work to maintain a relationship, to stay connected with someone. But of anyone in your life, there is no relationship more wonderful than one that you can have with God. He is worthy of our work, of the effort it takes to stay connected with him. So connect with him today and tomorrow and throughout this week, every day. Instead of a Christmas card faith, We should be in constant contact with God. I can still give a Christmas card to my wife, but it's almost unnecessary because I talk to her every day. I could wish her Merry Christmas every single day of the year. And we should be in touch with God every day. We should be celebrating Jesus every day. We can still go to church for the special celebrations, but more importantly, we need to be connecting with Him every day in between. We need Him. We need that relationship with Him. It fulfills us. It sustains our life. Christmas cards are kind of fading away. They're kind of an old tradition. It makes me think of adults. I mean, this is a way, when I was a kid, I remember having to sign Christmas cards. I was never a big fan of it. This seemed like a very mature way to celebrate the holidays. I prefer the way small children approach Christmas. Before they understand calendars, little children understand two things about Christmas. Christmas is coming, and Christmas is awesome. Around the middle of January, they start asking, is Christmas here? When is it going to be Christmas again? Every time they play with the present that they got, every time they look at that toy, they remember Christmas. Christmas. Is it Christmas? Is Christmas coming? When is it going to be Christmas? They're in a constant state of hopeful expectation. Are we? Do we live like that? We live at an interesting time in history. Jesus has come, and we're waiting for Him to come again. So, should we be celebrating that He was here, or should we be preparing for Him to be here again? Why not both? Yeah. Amen? We can do both, but the upside-down world that we live in wants to act like He was never here, and He's never coming. Sometimes we can fall into that upside-down mentality. Christmas Day is near the end of the year. So for most of the year, He hasn't come yet. Oh, Christmas is still coming. It's not yet. That's still a ways off. The reality that He is Emmanuel isn't reflected in our lives. People don't see God with us in the way we live our daily lives. And we live like He's never coming back. We know there are things we should be doing, but we're too busy. And His return seems so far off. We can worry about that later. Do you see how that's upside down? Jesus Christ is born. He is here. And He is coming back sooner than we might expect. Amen. That's where we should be. That's how we should be living. In this wonderful overlap that He is here. He has come and He will come again. Now, I'm no scholar of end times prophecy. I can't tell you when He's coming back. But we're closer to it today than we've ever been before. It gets closer day by day. We should be looking ahead with joy, with that hopeful expectation. Our King is coming back. But it's not just at the end of time that He's coming. He can arrive today. He can arrive in our lives today. Anytime we open our hearts to Him and welcome Him in, He stands at the door knocking. If we open, He will come in. Amen. He can arrive in our lives today. he can arrive in the lives of the people around us today. You can show Christ's love to people all around you, people who don't know him. Today can be Christmas. He can arrive today when you just take a minute to pray with somebody. Buy somebody a meal or a cup of coffee. He can arrive today when you share your faith with somebody or just take a minute to talk to them, to have compassion on them. When you show them the love of Christ, he's right there. That's his love arriving. Amen. It's wonderful. And it changes things. Jesus Christ is here. Today is the day of the Lord. Are we looking for him? I used to walk around my neighborhood where I grew up back in Pensacola with my mom at Christmas time. It wasn't really a tradition, but we seemed to do it a lot. It was fun. We'd walk around the neighborhood and look at everybody's Christmas decorations. And we'd look for Jesus. I like Christmas decorations. I'm always impressed when people take the time to really deck out their yard with all kind of things. I appreciate it much more than the effort it would take me to decorate my yard, so I don't. But I enjoy those winter afternoons walking with my mom and looking at people's yards. And I especially liked the nativity scenes because it's nice to see families thinking about Christ at this time of year more than big inflatable polar bears or Santa and the reindeer or snowmen or whatever else they put in their yard. It was nice to see a reminder of Jesus Christ, that he is what we're celebrating. But my mom and I would go around and make note of the nativity scenes because you should all know, hopefully you do, you shouldn't put baby Jesus in the nativity scene until Christmas. Amen? We'd go around. It's funny now looking back, but we'd make note, oh, there's one. Oh, they put out baby Jesus. They're doing it wrong. He put out Jesus early. Oh, there's another one. Oh, but the manger's empty. Good job, family. You know how to do it. And what was weird was, it was perfectly fine for the shepherds or the wise men to be there a week before Christmas. Like somehow that made sense. But not Jesus. No, he doesn't show up until Christmas. Looking back, that was kind of upside down. Why can't Jesus arrive today? Why can't this be Christmas? Psalm 118, verse 24. This is the day that the Lord has made. Turn to somebody around you and tell them, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. So let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? Amen? Amen. Celebrate him every day. He has been God with us since the day he was born. And he still is today. Christmas isn't over. Is Christmas here for you today? At the same time, we are always waiting for and preparing for the next Christmas. Luke's gospel tells us the story of a man who lived his life preparing for Christmas. Starting in Luke 2, verse 25. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought the child, Jesus, to do for him what the custom of the law required. So time out. This was a couple days after Jesus was born. This was a little while after Christmas Day. But this was Christmas for Simeon. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." Simeon had waited his whole life to see the Messiah. His whole life was spent preparing for this day. He was in touch with the Holy Spirit, and he lived in a state of hopeful expectation that any day could be the day that he would see the Lord's Christ. God had revealed to him that he would not die before he saw the Messiah. Now, let's pause a minute and think about that. With anything else in our life, we might take that completely differently. If God promised me I would not die until X happens, or until I see this, I might start thinking about that in a weird way. If you hadn't noticed, I am a fan of the Jacksonville Jaguars for some reason. Pastor Chris gave me this jersey last Christmas, and I really appreciate it, so I wanted to wear it today. If God came to me and told me, "Marshall, you will not die until you see Jacksonville win the Super Bowl," well, number one, I would prepare for a long life. But two, I probably wouldn't watch a whole lot of Super Bowls anymore, especially if Jacksonville was playing somehow. But in Simeon's life, this moment, seeing the Messiah, was what his whole life had been building up to. This is what he had been waiting for. This was the moment. This was the culmination of everything that he had hoped for and had been waiting to see. Now, I don't mean to suggest that football is anywhere near as significant as the birth of Jesus Christ. I just picked this particular example because Jacksonville winning the Super Bowl and the virgin birth seem about equal in likelihood, except that the difference is a virgin birth has actually happened. Anyway, Simeon's whole life was focused on Jesus. Shouldn't ours be? He was waiting every day to meet him. He was constantly listening to God and preparing in case this was the day that he would see the Messiah. Do we live like this? Shouldn't we? As I said, Jesus can appear today. And we're going to see Jesus too. We're all going to meet him. Are you getting prepared? Today is Christmas. Today is Christmas. Hallelujah. Go tell it on the mountain. Jesus Christ is born. The King has come. Amen. Amen. Today, we're preparing for Christmas. Christmas is coming. Jesus is coming back. These are reasons to be excited. Is Christmas present in your life today? Are you willing to welcome Christ into your life today? It doesn't matter what season it is. Every day is a day to celebrate Christ's arrival. Every day is a day that Christ can arrive in our hearts and in our lives. As it says in our memory verse, and having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. He has disarmed the powers and authorities that determine the schedule of this world, that say, now it's the Christmas season. Oh, that's done. Now it's time to move on to the next thing. He has triumphed over all of that. Every day is a day to celebrate Jesus Christ. This is the day. He is here today. And you have the opportunity to reach out to him today. These altars are open. Every week we invite everyone to come forward and spend some time talking to God. He is here today. Will you let this be Christmas in your life today? Come and talk to him. Maybe you need to reconnect with him. Let today be the day. Today can be the day that everything changes if you just step out in faith and reach out to him. If you would like special prayer, we would love to pray with you today. Just come and stand within 2 feet of the steps.
Thank you for joining us. For more information about Redemption, look us up online at redemption-church.com. And be sure to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter.